Welcome to the New York Outdoor News Great Northeast Podcast. Every 2 weeks, we explore news and issues affecting hunters, anglers, and conservation across the northeastern United States. If you enjoy the content here, be sure to subscribe to our print or digital versions by calling 800-535-5191 or visit our website at outdoornews.com. Now, here's your host and a man who claims he's immune to buck fever, New York Outdoor News editor Dan Ladd.
Greetings, folks. Welcome to the Great Northeast Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Ladd, editor of New York Outdoor News. And if you've already listened to this episode, today is Monday, June 12th. And we originally dropped this episode on Friday, June 9th, but we're coming back in and re-recording just this part of it with some somber news. Over the weekend, we lost a strong sporting advocate here in New York State, and that was Rick McDermott. He was the president and founder of the New York Crossbow Coalition, but Rick wore a lot of other hats. He was involved in many, many things that had to do with sporting issues, things like he was obviously involved in his county sportsman's federation in Oswego County. Rick lived in Pulaski, by the way, and he was a founding member of the New York Sportsman's Advisory Council, served as a vice chairman most recently and a previous chairman. There's some folks that do a lot in Albany for all of us, for many things. He's done things with veterans. And Rick, again, was just a strong, strong advocate for a lot of sportsmen's issues. We never got a chance to have him on this podcast, have him as a guest, talk about the subject that most recently was near and dear to his heart, and that was expanding crossbow hunting opportunities in New York. I had spoken with Rick recently at the end of May, as I was tracking some legislation to update in New York Outdoor News as our congressional session was winding down. And we talked about a couple of bills. We were going to talk more after the session, and obviously that didn't happen. But we just wanted to provide that update here for you all so you didn't have to wait to hear what we had to say about it 2 weeks from now when we put out the next podcast. We'll talk more about Rick in a later issue of New York Outdoor News. The next issue that will be arriving in mailboxes this week and on newsstands is the June 16th issue, but that one's already gone to print, so we'll talk more in the June 30th edition. But once again, our thoughts, condolences are with Rick and his family, all those who knew him and worked with him and were friends with him, and we appreciate everything he did with us here at New York Outdoor News. He was a great resource, a great person to talk with, always willing to bend your ear and talk about his causes and the things he believed in. And I'm personally going to miss working with Rick. Moving on, we've got a lot of fishing stuff coming up. Our guest today is Justin Hausner from the New York Kayak Bass Fishing Organization, NYKBF. They got a lot of great things going on, doing quite a few tournaments this summer. They've already had a few. And Justin's going to talk about all things kayak fishing, what you need to do to get involved at the tournament level, and him and I will talk about how simple it is just to fish from a kayak. If you haven't done that, you don't have to have the latest, greatest boat to fish. If you've got a boat and you can put it on your vehicle or in the back of your truck and go down the road and you've got some bass fishing gear, then you can certainly bass fish or fish for any species from a kayak. We've got some free fishing time coming up here, not just in New York, but in other states. In New York, the free fishing weekend is June 24th and 25th, and we've got one coming up in Ohio this coming weekend, the 16th, or I take that back, the 17th and the 18th, and we just came off Vermont's free fishing day this past Saturday, June 10th. Anyways, we'll be right back with Justin Hausner from NYKBF right after this.
New York Outdoor News is the most timely and reliable source for hunting, fishing, and conservation news in the Empire State. 26 times per year, we'll drop our print edition directly into your mailbox, or you can access our digital content via your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Annual print or digital subscriptions start at just $30. The state's best fishing reports, the latest news from the DEC, and top hunting and fishing tips. To subscribe, visit outdoornews.com/New York.
Welcome to the Great Northeast Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Ladd, editor of New York Outdoor News. And it's just about time for bass season here in New York. Actually, for some folks, it already is bass season. And that would be
some of the tournament anglers, especially these guys who are fishing with kayaks. And we've got Justin Hausner from New York Kayak Bass Fishing, also known as NYKBF. And we're going to talk all things kayaks, all things bass fishing, some great stuff they've got going on. Justin, I want to make you welcome. How you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, thanks for having me. Really excited to be here. And obviously never a bad day when you get to talk about bass fishing, right?
Bass fishing, you know, we talk about bass. We've been talking about turkeys a lot lately. And when I was talking with some of the turkey hunters in the spring, we were always saying how the big three are whitetails, turkeys, and bass, you know, in the outdoor industry. I don't mean to offend the waterfowlers or the pheasant guys or the bear hunters or anybody like that. But when you look at all the things that we're wrapped up in this industry, it's usually deer, turkeys, and bass are, you know, the three prominent things. So kayak bass fishing, how did you come to get involved in this?
Many years ago, about 15 years ago, I opened a kayak shop in the Finger Lakes, actually. It was called Fuzzy Guppies. Not there anymore. We sold it in the pandemic. At around that time, 15 years ago or so, kayak fishing wasn't really a thing. You know, it wasn't really around. It was just recreational kayaking and whitewater kayaking, right? And then a couple years went by, and then they started, you know, my brands that I carried started releasing these wreck boats that had, you know, rod holders attached to them, or, you know, that, you know, the casual kayak, you know, fisherman or angler could go out and use that wreck boat for fishing. And I've watched it, you know, throughout the years, just kind of balloon into this mega sport that, you know, I don't know, I say mega sport, people are probably going to laugh about that. But, you know, these, you know, just this progression of kayak fishing kayaks and where it came from like 10 years ago has just been pretty cool. And it's pretty neat for me to say, like, I remember when there wasn't really a kayak fishing kayak, but yeah, no, I grew up fishing. You know, I grew up on the Oak Orchard River. I'm pretty lucky and pretty blessed to have my childhood there, and you know, moved down to the Finger Lakes after I graduated from Plattsburgh. So, you know, just always around the outdoor world, and yeah, just fell in love with it, and started NYKBF.
Nice. SUNY Plattsburgh grad. I'm one of those myself. We'll have to talk about some alumni stuff. I may be a few decades ahead of you. I've got that feeling. Now, did you do any fishing while you were up there?
You know, not too much, unfortunately.
It was tough when I was there too.
Yeah. A little bit. I've gotten to go. I've blessed to be able to go back and fish a couple larger kayak fishing events on Champlain. And you know, my wife has always used that an excuse to come hang out with me, and you know, we've made a weekend out of it and gone up and had a slice of cold cheese pizza, or you know, or a Michigan or something like that, you know. So
go to the Monopole.
Monopole, you know, get some poutine, and you know, so that's always been really fun. So I've gotten a chance to fish Champlain and, you know, some really nice lakes up there, Lake George. I've been on, you know, I know it's not close to Plattsburgh really, but, yeah, just love just New York fishing in general is just, in my opinion, it's the best in the country.
Well, Lake George is, minutes from my home. Lake George, I got to say, is my home water. And I've been fortunate to spend some time on Champlain too. South Bay of Lake Champlain is actually my hometown, which is Fort Ann in Washington County. And, when I talk with Steve Kennedy, he's with the Bassmasters Elite Series. I believe he still is. He will usually run all the way down from Plattsburgh to fish in South Bay, or at least in the channel when he fishes a Elite Series tournament on Lake Champlain. And I will probably make an appearance at that one in Plattsburgh, where they're going to be headquartered out of in August when the Elite Series comes.
Those big boats can afford to do that. They can drive those miles and miles if they don't like a spot, or, you know, can't do that in my world.
They just got to be careful of those big waves. But, you know, you say mega sport. I think kayak fishing has really made some great strides in recent years. I mean, we've watched it happen at the tournament level with both, you know, MLF and bass. But you mentioned having a shop. I didn't realize that. I think that's pretty interesting. What were some of the big lines you were carrying, some of the big kayak lines?
I was a Jackson kayak dealer, mm-hmm. Pretty specifically. We carried Hurricane kayaks, as well as far as the wreck line. We kept a couple smaller kind of introductory models to kind of entice people new to the sport. But Jackson Kayak was my main line, and continues to this day. I'm still pretty heavily, even with my shop closed, and I'm still pretty heavily involved with Jackson Kayak.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did they not have a special youth kayak? I think I've seen out there kids paddling around.
They did. Unfortunately, it discontinued it. But yeah, it was called the Skipper.
Yeah.
You could find a couple of them. You can find them online if you look hard enough. But yeah, it was a great introductory boat for youth, kayak fishing specifically. But a couple of their lines still are pretty smaller, so they would be good for youth anglers and stuff. But the Skipper was pretty cool. I was sad to see that go. And you never know with Jackson, they might bring it back.
I'll tell you how I started with kayak fishing. I grew up around canoes, and my wife and I camp in the Adirondacks all the time, and we just started seeing kayaks, more and more kayaks, in the late 1990s. And someone said to me, twice the speed for half the man. That was his ratio that he used to describe the difference between, paddling a comparable canoe to a comparable kayak. And I had to try one. I finally tried one. I bought an Old Town Loon 120 in the year 2000. And for the first year, I couldn't even cast a line because all I wanted to do was explore. I just, I love the freedom and the ease at which you float on the water, But eventually I started fishing out of it, and I did just what, you were talking about. I started to outfit it with, rod holders, and, next thing you know, I'm fishing all the time out of it. When I go with my wife, I have one rule, and that is I bring one fishing pole, one rod. Otherwise, I'll fall behind. I won't keep up. And it's always good when you control, or when you can, when you control, go trolling as opposed to casting. So I do some of that, where I'm anywhere where there's trout, late trout or something like that. But I've picked up my share of bass trolling too. But then if I get ahead, I stop and throw a few casts. So you had a kayak shop. You let go of that during COVID. Is that about the time that you started getting serious with NYKBF?
Well, we started NYKBF in 2016 is when we really started the club. And it basically just started with a handful of, really good, friends of mine, honestly, that we knew we liked to be out there on the water and fishing and everything. So it kind of developed into like a club almost. Really just ballooned, over the past few years. COVID, obviously there's not a lot of good things to come out of COVID, but one thing was that it got people outside, we saw a big jump in membership during those years, cause there was let's face it, there's no better form of social distancing than being in the middle of the lake, in a kayak, right? It did hurt us, obviously, for we didn't have our awards and our events after the events that we were kind of getting to be known for. But we're really happy to be back to be able to do that now. We started in 2016 with, like I said, six people maybe joining our events. And now we're having events with over 100 anglers in attendance, which is pretty humbling to me, honestly.
I'd say, hey, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come right back with Justin Hausner from NYKBF. We'll be right back after this.
If you know a kid who loves to hunt and fish, tell them to check out the Outdoor News Junior Pro Team. The Junior Pro Team is about becoming a pro and sharing your photos, videos, and tips. There's members-only discounts. Plus, members can win gear with our weekly drawings. Membership to the Junior Pro Team is free, and kids get a decal, window cling, and membership card when they join. Check out the Outdoor News Junior Pro Team on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and join the team online at juniorproteam.com.
Welcome back to the Great Northeast Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Ladd, editor of New York Outdoor News. We're talking kayak bass fishing with Justin Hausner from NYKBF. KBF stands for Kayak Bass Fishing. And Justin, you guys got your schedule rolling pretty good. You've already been on Cayuga Lake and Hemdice, or I guess that's Hemlock and Canadice. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And Honeyoy as well. Okay, so you've already fished tournaments there. You had your charity tournament, which I want to ask you some questions about eventually. But up next, you guys are headed for Cayuga Lake. And we just had a New York State Outdoor Writers meeting in Corning, and we had some folks fishing that, and they caught some lake trout, and they caught some bass out there. So that's up next for you guys, June 17th, correct?
Yeah, we're really excited. We're always Cayuga's really one of our staples on our schedules. We have a great partner with Morgan Marina or Morgan Marine in Penn Yen, who work with us, you know, every year and really support kayak fishing as a whole, but support the club. So we're I mean, it's Cayuga Lake. I mean, it's a great fishery. It's a lot of fun for, you know, no matter what skill level you are or what style angler you are, whether it be topwater or shallow fishing or deep, you know, drop shotting, you know, you can catch fish there, which is pretty exciting, especially this time of year. So we're pretty pumped about it. Yeah, you know, this is going to be the first year we head up there. So we have a lot of our competitors that are, which is really cool because they're invested in the community up there and the economy. So they're getting hotel rooms, they're getting Airbnbs, they're getting, you know, they're bringing their families up, which is cool. Cause it's only, you know, 2 hours away from me here in Geneva. So it's not really that bad, but, you know, people really commit. They want to pre-fish the area. They want to really, you know, check it out and use it as their little vacation, which is pretty cool. So we're really excited. Henderson Harbor, and then the boundaries actually goes up to the St. Lawrence a little bit too. You know, it, based on, you know, their everybody's comfort level on wanting to get in that byway. But
when you go to Henderson Harbor, we've got a fishing report writer for New York Outdoor News named Bernie Haney, and he is a bass man. He runs New York Fishing Adventures up there. You guys might want to touch base with him if you're looking for a few pointers, or you might not want to let any of your other kayak bass buddies listen to this podcast if you want to contact him yourself. But you guys move on. You have your state championship in September. I don't see a water listed for that. How does that work, Justin?
Yeah. So we keep that secret up until our charity event. And we kind of use that as a little bit more of a pull to get people to our awards. Because we announce where the state championship is going to be at the awards at the charity event. So this year our awards it's going to be a new lake for the championships. And it's going to be Otisco Lake, which is a, you know, a smaller lake than we're used to, but the state championships, are a little more intimate. You know, it's kind of, you know, we usually average around, you know, 50 anglers. For the 2-day event. It's our only 2-day event in the season. You know, a little bit larger of a buy-in, but the payouts are bigger, obviously, and the prestige is more too, the prizes and everything. So we're really excited for Otisco Lake. It's home to some amazing fish and some great partners of ours too. So we're excited. We're excited for that.
They fishing tiger muskies in that lake.
They do, yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
So they'll probably be a little bit of a informal side pot of the biggest tiger for the weekend, I'm sure. But definitely. I mean, like I said, it's a smaller lake, but you know, that's what we want. We want people, especially for the state championships, to be competitive, to have fun, you know, stay safe, which is always really important when we build our schedule. You know, safety is always really key, especially when we get into it in a little bit, when we talk about, you know, April events. You know, it's cold
sure.
here. But yeah, we think we got a good one with Otisco, and we're gonna have a lot of fun.
I could talk cold water danger with you all day. It's something I've been involved in a rescue, actually. I wasn't in a kayak, I was in a a pack boat. I used to have a small, you know, small fishing pack boat, and three guys in a rowboat tipped over on Glen Lake here in Warren County. And it was opening day of trout season, April 1st. So you can imagine how cold that water was. But so I'm a stickler when it comes to being safe around cold water, as the, you know, so many people in the warm weather in April, they think because it's 70 degrees in the air that it's beautiful in the water. And if they get submerged, then they realize they're in trouble. And the same thing happens, you know, later in the season. Even in September, the water can cool down pretty quick, and obviously in October. But speaking of October, the first weekend, I believe that's Columbus Day weekend, you've got what's called a New York Invitational. And I know you want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so it's a brand new event that we're bringing this year to the state. We've been working with all six. So there's NYKBF, and then there's five other tournament trails, kayak fishing specific tournament trails throughout the state of New York, ranging from, you know, the Hudson Valley to Long Island to Adirondack KBF. They're all over the state. And, you know, a lot of people feel, you know, obviously competitors or whatever. So, you know, but we work together building schedules. We try to, you know, if we do have a conflict, we try to work with each other to make sure that, you know, we join forces and everything. So there's no bad blood between trails. And it's exciting that all six of us, you know, got on board with the Invitational. So the Invitational is going to be on Oneida Lake on the 7th. And it's going to be the top 10 anglers from each club. So each club has their own Angler of the Year rankings throughout the year. So they'll be in charge of building their teams. And then it's going to come together. There's going to be an individual competition aspect to the event. But then there's also going to be the team aspect where, you know, the top club is going to walk away with, you know, bragging rights and, you know, a huge trophy and be crowned, you know, the empire of the state, you know, kind of a thing, you know, working title on that. But, you know, really excited to bring everybody, bring, you know, the top, you know, 60 best anglers of the state together, you know, on a world-class fishery is just going to be a great event. And it's good to know, I mean, like, you know, Angler of the Year is a members race. You have to be a member of NYKBF to compete for Angler of the Year for us. But all of our events, every single one of them is open to the public. You do not have to be a member of NYKBF to join an event. And like, so if you just wanted to, you know, join for our KUKA event coming up, there is no membership fee. You can just sign right up online and join us and give us a try.
I think your idea for the Invitational is really something unique. That's pulling together. I mean, that, good for you. I'm glad to see you guys doing that. Before I came to New York Outdoor News, I was a newspaper outdoor columnist here in the Glens Falls region. And so I got to know some of the Adirondack KBF guys pretty good and covered a few of their tournaments, took some pictures. So I follow those guys around pretty good. And I knew there was other tournaments, you know, other trails in the state, and I know it's probably hard for you guys, even though you're New York KBF, to pull people from those places on a regular basis. I mean, we see that with our writers group. You know, we got guys from Long Island, people from Buffalo, you know, so when you meet in the center part of the state, that's fine. But when you meet, you know, in one extreme or the other, including my region in the Adirondacks, it's harder for people to travel that far, you know, for a weekend, much less one tournament day. So that's a great thing. Hey, Justin, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about your charity event, and hopefully we can pick your brain a little bit about getting started in kayak bass fishing. We'll be right back after this.
Introducing the all-new OutdoorNews.com, the most trusted source for all things out of doors in the Great Lakes region, just got better. At OutdoorNews.com, you'll now have full access to every outdoor news story, breaking news and updates, our comprehensive fishing and hunting reports, pro tips, and much more for our seven-state region and beyond. Top hunters and anglers look to Outdoor News to keep them up to date and ahead of the crowd. Now it's easier than ever with the all-new OutdoorNews.com.
Welcome back to the Great Northeast Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Ladd, editor of New York Outdoor News. And just as we're getting into the real down and dirty part of bass season here, we're kicking things off in New York on June 15th. A lot of other states are opening their bass seasons in and around these dates, sooner if not later. And NYKBF has been fishing a little bit in the spring. I don't want to debate the pre-spawn fishing stuff, but I know you guys have a charity event every year, and I know this year was better than most. So I wanted to ask you how that's all coming together for you guys.
Yeah,
I should say gals.
yeah, all of us. You know what's nice about kayak fishing and what we do with the catch, photo, and release is it doesn't bother the fish too much, and you just it's the quick photo and gets them right back in the water, which is really nice. And we've been working with the DEC to just make sure that, you know, that's okay. You know, that we're doing everything the right way, and, you know, the health of the fish, and, you know, cause we just want the fish to keep growing and get bigger. So, I mean, that's the most important thing. But, you know, to talk about you, yeah, the charity event, that we start every season, and it's usually the last season in April or the last week in April. Sorry. We start it with our icebreaker event, no pun intended, but it's our charity event that we do for suicide prevention. So a cause that's very close to me, and, you know, it's close to a lot of people, whether or not people like to talk about it. It's pretty awkward conversation for a lot of people is suicide and how it's affected people. And our club, NYKBF, we come together every April to have fun, to enjoy the day, to enjoy the thaw, if you will, of some of the lakes here, and get out and get, you know, shake the dust off of our kayaks and get out on the water. But it's all for a good cause. And this year, we have it on Honeyoy Lake, but we've been slowly outgrowing Honeyoy for our event, just because we just have too many anglers that want to join us. And Honeyoy has, you know, just not, you know, it's an amazing lake, don't get me wrong, but it's just it's hard to have the event on solely that lake. So we actually moved it to Canisius Lake this year for the first time ever, a little bit larger of a lake, you know, so it's a little scarier for me that time of the year, because again, we are an open tournament trail, so anybody can join us, depending on, you know, not, you know, doesn't matter your skill level. But we want everybody to be safe. So it's a little bit concerning. We try to push people to fish, you know, in the buddy system and everything, but 100% of what we bring in, you know, goes right back. With this year, we worked with the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention, local chapters here in Western New York and Central New York. Since we have membership in both regions, they actually asked me if it was okay if the two chapters worked together and kind of shared the money that we brought in, which was amazing to me. I was really excited to hear them wanting to work together. You know, we had over 100 people come out to the event and raised over $5,000 for the chapters. Getting the group of people together, you know, starting the schedule, the season, and on a very high note of, you know, just the community aspect of what kayak fishing and what NYKBF is all about. It's something that's very special to me.
I believe the National Shooting Sports Foundation is also involved with the American Federation for Suicide Prevention. They have a lot of great programs when it comes to that. That's excellent. For your tournaments, you use a software called Tourney X. Is that correct?
So we do. Yeah.
Before I pick your brain on getting started in kayak fishing, tell us a little bit about how the software works, how that helps getting the fish back in the water quickly, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's in my opinion, it's the best thing about what we do, because it's so seamless for each side of the catch. So, you know, whether it's the competitor that can quickly, you know, lay that fish out on the measuring board, you know, lay it down, get a good clean photo, and then get that fish right back in the water, put it in their net, get it in the water or whatever have you. And then they can take that photo and upload it to Tourney X, our tournament page on the app. And then it gets submitted to the judges for judging. So if there's any penalties or anything like that, you know, judges can change the length in the system and everything. And then they can approve it or deny it based on, you know, the quality of the photo. And then it goes right to the leaderboard. So we have an online leaderboard system. So I should say kayak fishing, right? Everything is done by length. So we don't do anything by weight at all. It is all based on your five longest fish, longest bass. That makes up your bag, which it makes up, you know, the winners or the standings. And then Tourney X automatically takes, you know, if you submit, you know, seven fish, it automatically calls for you so that you don't have to do anything. You just keep submitting fish all day, and it automatically takes your five best. And it breaks it all down. Each photo, the photos are all there for the judges. The geotags are there, so we know exactly where you, only the judges know your honey hole spots, your secret spots. But we know, you know, you're fishing in the right area, you're fishing, you know, you're fishing in public water, what have you. So it makes tournament day extremely easy.
Excellent. So basically every angler has their phone with them. They have an app, they take a picture, they submit the picture, and the rest is handled by the software.
Yep. Exactly.
That's cool.
Tourney X works. We do everything like with PayPal. Mm-hmm. So Tourney X talks to PayPal. So when somebody enters an event through, enters an event of ours through Tourney X, they sign up right through that app. And then they link that with their PayPal account, and they pay to enter. And then we do all of our cash payouts back to the winners. We do that all through PayPal too, through Tourney X. So it makes it super easy, and really easy at the end of the season to kind of account for all the monies and where everything went, make sure, you know, everybody's happy and everybody's paid out. Makes it really easy.
Let's talk kayak fishing and what one needs to get involved. I mean, you obviously need a kayak, that's for sure. But I think there may be some misconceptions out there by some people, probably not everyone, that they've got to have, you know, a big time pedal boat, or, you know, they got to have a fish finder. They got to have, you know, all kinds of, be able to stand up in their boat. I've been fishing out of my kayak for a long time. I've got a pair of rod holders. I have what's called a work deck, which stretches across the deck. It's cloth. I keep, you know, tackle in there. I just wrote about this in New York Outdoor News, by the way. And, you know, I make sure I have a net, and that's pretty simple. But I've been to kayak fishing tournaments and seen how they're rigged. But I've also seen people of various levels there. So you guys run the gamut. You've got guy folks there with the basics, and you've got folks there that are, you know, are tricked out to the max, correct?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. You have competitors that have been with us for quite some time that have those $5,000 Hobies with the, you know, the $2,000 forward facing sonars that, you know, and 12 rods on their kayak. I mean, they could be pretty intimidating to see these setups, but you have to remember, I mean, they've been fishing with us for years and years and years, and that is not the setup that they started with. And the nice thing about New York is we have such, you know, great waterways that you don't need that giant setup to be successful. If you know the lake, or, you know, not for nothing, if you just have, you know, some good luck, you know, we have competitors that do very well with, you know, lifestyle or Pelican kind of kayaks that, you know, are a fraction the cost of these Hobies or, you know, these larger models. So, you know, style and setup isn't really everything. You know, you just, in my opinion, you need a kayak. You need a paddle if you're not pedaling, obviously. Life jackets mandatory for NYKBF events. Yeah, no, I mean, if you fish an NYKBF event, you know, you have to have a PFD on your person. You have to be wearing your PFD correctly if you're fishing an NYKBF event. Period. I know state law means that it just needs to be on your kayak, but that is not an NYKBF law. We are very, very strict on safety. And it's just an overall concern for everybody that competes with us is, and that's, we don't have any wiggle room for that, but
I can't blame you. What's your advice for someone who has never fished a tournament before? They go out, they've got a kayak or maybe even a pack boat, and they go out and they fish out of it, but they've never done this before. What's your message to that person?
Yeah. You know, my message to them is to join us on Facebook. If you have questions, you can search NYKBF. And we have a great public forum page that if you have questions or concerns, you can ask our community. Our public forum has over 1500, active members, just from New York alone that, are all talking about kayak fishing. So, you know, I strongly recommend people to get involved in that end and ask your questions and, you know, kind of grow those relationships with people that know. But if you're interested in getting involved in kayak fishing, we do every month. We have month-long online events that you can fish any public water throughout the state. You could fish at your leisure. There's no pressure to hit a time constraint. You know, for the one-day events that we have, they can be a little more. I mean, we're pretty laid back. We're pretty easygoing and inviting. You know, even on tournament day, but. Those month-long events are a great way to work out your kinks, you know, find out, you know, just how hard it really is to lay that fish on that measuring board, keep them happy enough to get your phone out, get a photo, and make sure that everything is right. That takes time. I mean, I've been kayak fishing for, I mean, I don't want to tell you how long, pretty long time. And I still lose fish every day. Every time I go out there, I'll have a fish that just, you know, keeps its mouth open. And, you know, I have to live with a little deduction because, you know, you can't have the mouth open or it happens. You got to roll with that and just be excited to learn and come out and join us.
That's great. Well, Jason, I want to thank you for coming on and it's been great talking with you. And I hope you guys have a great, safe season. I think it's great, everything you're doing, especially your charity tournament, but also I really think that Invitational is going to be something unique, and I think that's something you're going to see build over time. You know, bringing folks together like that ought to be pretty cool. Once again, this is Justin Hausner from NYKBF, New York Kayak Bass Fishing, NYKBF.com. They're also on social media. Again, Justin, thanks for coming on and joining us, and good luck to you the rest of the way. For New York Outdoor News, you got it. For New York Outdoor News and the Great Northeast Podcast, I'm Dan Ladd.
Missed a past episode of the New York Outdoor News Great Northeast Podcast? You can find previous programs at OutdoorNews.com or via your favorite podcast streaming platform. And for the rest of the story on the topics we cover on this program, get yourself a subscription to Outdoor News. Simply call 800-535-5191 or visit us at OutdoorNews.com. And don't forget to join us again here in 2 weeks to talk everything out of doors. Thanks for listening to the New York Outdoor News Great Northeast Podcast.